The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers. Simon was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of the Apostle, who is called the Protoclete, but we could also call him the Proto-Apostolos. Protoclete, one first called by the Lord. Proto-Apostolos, in a sense, the first one sent out, not with an official commission, but just with the joy that had come from the encounter with the Lord. And we've all got so much to learn from St. Andrew. Protoclete. He was called, in a sense, by John the Baptist to follow Jesus. As soon as John had said in the Jordan, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," Andrew, and probably St. John, because St. John writes about it, immediately leave John the Baptist to follow the Lord. They were terrible private investigators. Jesus knew he was being tailed. He turned around and he said, "What do you seek?" Caught, in a sense, they asked a little dumb question, "Where are you staying?" And Jesus always wanted to invite them into a relationship, and he said, "Come and see." It was about the beginning of the Sabbath. As soon as nightfall happened, nobody would be able to move. So we believe that they would have spent about 26 hours with Jesus. As soon as that time was over, Andrew booked it to his brother Peter. And he had said to Simon, "We have found the Messiah." He couldn't keep it in. Because he had encountered the Lord Jesus, the long-awaited of all the hopes, that Lamb of God who would come into the world to take away the world's sins, he wanted to share it immediately with his brother. And little did he know what the Lord's plans were for his brother. All he had said was the joy of the faith. We have found the Messiah. And as soon as he ran back to find where Jesus was then with his brother Simon, Jesus said, "You're called Simon. From this point forward, you will be called Rock. You'll be called Peter." Likewise with us, we have no idea what the Lord's plans are for those we know and love. Our mission is to just share our joy in the faith, to try to matchmake those we care about with Jesus, and let him do the rest. Little kid in our parish might be a future Pope, might be a future Mother Teresa. It's not our job to know that. Our job is to introduce them. Our next door neighbor, who may not have practiced the faith for a long time, may turn out to be the next seer of an apparition of Our Lady, just like St. Bernadette is. Our job is to just share our faith. The first reading today tells us very clearly that what we need to do is believe in our heart. Notice, not just believe in our head, intellectual truths, but to believe in our heart, to love these truths, to love the one who has testified in those truths, and confess with our lips. Because if we really believe in our heart, we can't help but confess with our lips. This wasn't the only time that Andrew brought people to Jesus. At the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves, we see that when Jesus was saying, "How are we going to feed this big crowd?" knowing exactly what he was intending to do. And people were making up all the excuses imaginable. Even 200 days' wages, a half a year's salary, wouldn't be enough to feed this thriving crowd. But Andrew went and he found a little boy with almost nothing. Five little popsicles, we could say in Portuguese, or panini. and 2 sardines. And he brought them to Jesus. Jesus took those 5 little buns and tiny fish and multiplied them to feed a crowd of 5,000 adults and untold numbers of kids. Andrew got that miracle started simply by bringing this boy to Jesus and what the little boy had. Likewise, all of us have the same mission, to try to encourage those who have been given things and talents and various gifts by the Lord, just to bring them to Him for His service. Might not seem like much, but placed in the Lord's hands, they can be enormous. Third time we see Andrew doing the same thing is in John 11. There are some Greeks, meaning non-Jews, who had heard a little bit about Jesus. And they came and they said, "Volumus fideri esum. We wish to see Jesus." Andrew didn't get into a discussion with them. He just said, "Okay." And he went to Jesus and he said, "There are some Greeks who want to see you." And immediately Jesus bursts open and says, "Now is the time for the Son of Man to be glorified." He had been waiting for what Isaiah and Daniel and Ezekiel and Jeremiah had all prophesied, that there would be a time in which he who had been sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel would welcome those from other nations, because he was to be a light for the nations and not just for the Jews. That was the beginning of his glorification. And again, it was triggered because Andrew brought the Greeks to Jesus. Likewise, we need to bring those who are non-Christians to Jesus. We need to bring our friends who have never practiced, who have never learned, to Jesus. Jesus continues to fascinate. Continues to fascinate. We're called to be those holy matchmakers of the Lord who loves so much. Today, at the end of the first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he asks a bunch of very poignant questions for us Christians in 2013. How can they call on Him in whom they've not believed? How can they believe in Him whom they've not heard? How can they hear without someone to preach? How can people preach unless they're sent? Faith comes from what is heard, and what's heard comes through the Word of Christ. The only way people are going to be able to come to Jesus is if people like us, new Andrews, go and say, "We have found the Messiah. We have found the eternal Son of God. We have found the One who has revealed to us everything that we have ever done. We have found a love exceeding all other loves. To confess with our lips what we've really experienced in our heart." St. Paul exclaims, "Their voice has gone forth to all the world, or all the earth, their words to the end of the world. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news." How beautiful our feet will be if we announce what we've heard, if we share the great gift of the Word of God. On Tuesday, Pope Francis gave a clarion wake-up call to the entire church. He said that the church doesn't have a mission. The church is a mission. It's the continuation of Jesus' mission. And he said about us, we don't have a mission, we are a mission, and the only reason why we are alive is to fulfill that mission. Unbelievable words. The only reason why we are alive is to go to others with the words that have saved us, to become a living echo of what Jesus has proclaimed, and to announce that we have found the long-awaited One. That's why we're alive. Most Catholics aren't very good at this. We don't share with joy the gospel. Pope Francis, in that encyclical, said, "A lot of the times, many of us live as if we're perpetually returning from a funeral. Others, as if life is a lifelong Lent and Easter never comes. We don't share it with joy. We have found the Messiah. Come and see Him for yourself. We've got to change in that way. The Holy Spirit wants to help us to change. He wants to burn away whatever cowardice we have about sharing the gospel. He wants to make us capable of really sharing the faith with joy. But this is why we're alive. We celebrate St. Andrew today because here was an ordinary person with far less of an education than we have ever received. But he was someone who was seeking the Lord, trying to find Him in John the Baptist. As soon as John the Baptist pointed out Jesus, he began to try to follow Jesus because he was hungering for Jesus. And once he found Him, he couldn't keep Him to himself. And he never could keep Him to himself. For the rest of his life, all the way to his martyrdom, which we celebrate today, in which he was on a cross for 38 hours in Achaia, the western part of Greece, preaching the gospel with his life and with his lips until he had no more breath. We can receive inspiration. The Lord has given us far greater of an education. He's given us far more of a capacity to hear those words and pass them on. He's given so many means at our disposal. Automobiles, so that we don't get calluses all over our feet. Cell phones. Email accounts. Skype accounts. Television, radio, so much more in order to be able to share that faith through His intercession. May we bring our family members to Jesus as He brought Peter. May we bring kids to Jesus as He brought that young boy. May we bring non-Christians to Jesus so that they can see Him and see Him looking at them, so that together, united with them, we might be reunited in that fulfillment of the Last Supper at which St. Andrew was a participant, and where now St. Andrew stands at Jesus' right in the eternal liturgy of heaven. St. Andrew the Apostle, pray for us.